At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Andre Kachaturian with Armenian Sports News, the ASM podcast. We're here today at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, with the one and only Anto Balyan, who's getting ready for his first season in NCAA basketball after a illustrious career at Pilipos. Anto, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Good to finally meet you in person. Yeah. And we've spoken many times throughout your high school career, but I'm on this unbelievable campus driving down here. You're a very lucky guy. I mean, it's such a stunning campus.
Absolutely, yeah. Great campus.
And the sun was setting.
The view at this time is unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. So if you're in the LA area, you got to make the drive out, catch one of his games, and enjoy the sunset. It's absolutely stunning. So you've been on campus now for a couple months. What's your college experience been like?
You know, it's good. Just balancing basketball and schoolwork, social life, you know, just a regular college like student, you know. Been putting a lot of work in the gym, trying to get better, trying to earn my way, you know. Just enjoying every moment.
So the season starts early November. What are some things that, you know, you've been kind of working on, meeting your new teammates and things of that nature?
I think just adapting to the new college basketball life, like basketball-wise. College basketball is changing, and I think my game is, I have to adapt it to that level, you know. A lot of stuff in high school that I would do might not work now at the collegiate level, but some will work, you know. But yeah, just love my teammates. All the guys are great guys, you know. Team chemistry is there, but just from my standpoint, like just getting used to how to play at this level. Older guys, you know, strength-wise, everything part of the game.
It's interesting thing you just brought up. I ask this a lot to collegiate athletes. You know, you're the head honcho at Pilipos, like the guy. What's it like now? You know, you're the youngest guy now. You're a freshman at Pepperdine, and maybe you're not the guy yet. Mm-hmm. What's that adjustment been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different, you know. I can start from all the way at the bottom, at the depth chart, you know. It's not like I'm not the number one guy no more. Well, hopefully it'll happen like that. But as a freshman, you know, you just have to earn your way step by step, you know, because you're starting from the top. Now I'm back at the bottom my freshman year again, you know. So it's completely different, but it's a good process, you know. It's good to start a new journey, you know. If I always stayed there, you know, it would be different. Now I'm learning a lot about myself, a lot about my game that I have to improve to succeed at this level, you know. So it's completely different, and, you know, hopefully soon I'll get right back where I was at Pilipos. But, yeah. You know, it's my freshman year, you know. It's a journey. It's four years, maybe 5 years, you know. So, I mean, just every step of the way I'm learning something new about this college game and what I can do as a player to get better.
How much do you think Armenia basketball has kind of helped you in that aspect? Because there's so many more experienced guys on the Armenian national basketball team. Kind of guys like Andre Spat, who've been around forever, and Connor Asijan, who's played, he's entering his final year in college basketball. So you're playing with like experienced guys and also against experienced guys on other teams. How is that experience playing for Armenia basketball, do you think will help you in Pepperdine?
No, absolutely. Like, just in general, my game when I was in high school, for example, I met Andre Spy when I was 14 years old, you know? And from those ages, he taught me a lot of things about my game. I had to improve so I got better at that level. And for example, the Hezzy pull up, certain things in the game, but I had to get better. But the higher level I've played, the more I've gotten used to it as time progressed, you know? And from the beginning of my career at Armenian national team, when I played France, I was getting not a lot of minutes. Second year I started, third year started, you know? So every year, just you learn a lot from yourself, especially playing against international pros, you know?
Yeah.
Ireland had some pros, that unbelievable pros. France had NBA players, you know? So, I think especially like from like where Andre Spike helps me a lot, especially, like, he mentors me a lot now. Connor, I talked to here and there, because he's still in college, too.
Yeah.
So, but, like, yeah, just in general, like, learning from everyone, and obviously Coach Rex, can't forget him, you know. Like, everyone teaches me how to become a better player, a pro, you know. But again, I'm young now here again, so maybe international basketball is different than college basketball. So once the game starts and I start understanding like what the difference is, then I think I'll get used to it more.
And obviously you talk about some of these role models in your career. I feel like your number one role model, and you've talked about this before, is your father.
Yeah.
How has that journey been like with now that you're in college? Maybe you don't have that. Yeah, do you still have day-to-day interaction with him? Or is it kind of more your team coaches? What's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, I call my dad every day. My dad's like, I mean, no matter what, we're far enough from each other, but I mean, that's my day one, you know? That's my ride or die. I couldn't do it without him in high school, and I still can't do it without him here. You know, he still got my back no matter what. Just in general, as a dad, like, he's not a coach no more for me. But we still watch some film together from practice. Like, he'll tell me what I'm doing right and wrong. But like, I think more of it now, he's just like a dad now, you know? He's like helping me mentally to stay locked in. Just like what we went through in high school together was like memorable, you know? Like, you can't really, like, a dad and son would wish to do that together, you know? Forget my individual success. As Pili Boss, we became very known, you know? So just in general, again, like, that's my dad, you know, like, my dad, my mom, my brother, everyone, you know. Obviously, my dad is different because of our dynamic on the court that was there for the last 4 years. But just in general, my mom, my dad, my brother, all of them, like, they're just, like, by my side, you know, and they'll never let me hang.
Yeah, it seems like that strong family support has helped you mold you into who you are today and who you will become in the future. And that's kind of a big theme in Armenian community, the family, and that's wonderful to see. Now, speaking of the Armenian community and Pilipos, you've definitely made big headlines being the play NCAA basketball here at Pepperdine, coming from an Armenian school. Mm-hmm. What's that like label, I guess, feel like for you? Like, you went to an Armenian school and now you're playing NCAA basketball.
Yeah. It's I just got chills who said that. Like, I went through a lot, you know, trying to get here. I went through a lot mentally more than physically. And like, I couldn't tell you how happy I was that I got from Pili Boss, you know. So many people told me to leave, go to a bigger school, go to, cause I could have went to mostly probably any other school I wanted to, but like, I couldn't really tell you the feeling of what it felt like when Coach Schilling offered me at Pili Boss, you know. Like, you did it from the place you grew up from. My teachers, my friends I grew up with since I was like 3 years old, you know? Like, we all grew up together, and I got to say that I'm the first, you know?
It's amazing.
And like, especially doing it with my dad too, like we said, and like I grew up at Pili Boss. Never in a million years I thought I'd be here at Division I campus playing basketball on full scholarship, you know?
Well, you're here, you did it, and you did it from Pili Boss. You helped put Pili Boss on the map. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you guys were playing against some of the top high schools in high school basketball, and you were going up against.
And we're beating them.
Huge recruits, beating them. What was that experience like? Like, was there a moment where you were like, this is actually happening?
Yeah, I mean, first off, it wasn't, I want to like clarify, it wasn't only me, you know? My teammates, they completely leveled their game to the top of the guy's suit, you know? I put up 40, 50 points some games, but without them defensively, offensively, like certain shots, you know, I couldn't have done it by myself. So like, I think every single person on the team, they just grew as a basketball player. They trust that they're good enough to play against the high level guys, you know? And my dad kept scheduling against high level teams. And I think we got so used to it, we started beating them. Like, because like my dad's coaching game plan was always on point, you know, too. So like, I think my dad got the best of every single person. Yeah. And because of that, we just kept winning. And I think people were writing about us, news, everyone was talking about us.
Yeah, it's a big deal when you have a small, like, not small, Pili Boss is very well known, but not to Odars, I guess. And Odars now know with Pili Boss.
Yeah, we're ranked 13 in CIF at one point.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you know, speaking of Otars, is this your first time on the team where there are no Armenians?
No, I played in Travel Circuits, the EYBL, okay, and Under Armour.
Interesting.
It's different than being away from your friends, you know, like the ones I grew up from, yeah. Like, because like when we like play together, like the ones we grew up with, like it's like we're just joking the whole time, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but now it's like we're trying to build that new chemistry. I mean, yeah. Everyone's new, like everyone's from another country, another race, you know, yeah. Like, so it's different dynamic. Obviously, when everyone's Armenian, it's easier. But like, I think like just in general, basketball players, we basketball players, you know, and we get along.
How's that adjustment been? Like, you know, like you said, different people, different countries, different mm-hmm. races.
I mean, it's good. Like they're treating me like I'm their one of their own, you know, all the guys are great guys. I think it doesn't matter where we all come from. If we're all just good guys, we want the best for each other, then we're going to click, you know. And that's how the team is right now.
You all have the same goal. You want to win ball games.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So going back to your Armenian roots and Armenian heritage, I always ask this to every Armenian athlete. What does it feel like for you as an Armenian to do what you love and represent Armenia while doing it?
Yeah. Representing Armenia is the like one of the most like prideful things I have in my life. Everyone asks me like, what do you take most pride in? It's that, you know? And being able to tell people like I play Division I basketball and I represent my country at the highest level, it's something I don't take for granted, you know. As a kid, I always dreamed of putting on that jersey, and especially the fact that I went to an Armenian school.
Yeah.
It's like it's a different like again pride inside of me, you know. I'm representing the people that helped me who I am today, you know. My Armenian teachers that I grew up from, that they taught me Armenian, they like instilled that blood in me, you know, yeah. that Armenian like pride in me, you know. And now I put on that jersey, it's like I'm gonna go fight for them, you know.
And what does that mean for you as well, with as far as, you know, not just for the national team, but as a basketball player, people, they see your last name, they know you're Armenian, and you get win or lose, even if you have the worst game, they're gonna support you because mm-hmm. of your last yeah. name. And you see that on social media, mm-hmm. you see that from when you're walking around Glendale or your old school. What does that support from the Armenian community feel like for you?
Yeah, I mean, when I go back to I go back to Glendale, I go to Nava Southtown games, I go to back to my high school, it's like no matter what I do anymore, like basketball standpoint, obviously this is the beginning of my career.
Yeah.
But like just from what I've done from my high school, it's like a lot of these kids, they don't care. They don't know. All they know is that Anto made it to Division I, and they're like, they see me as like their role model. Yeah. And the love they just give me, like, it makes me want to work harder,
yeah.
you know? You know, like, these kids, I was just like them a couple years ago. And now I want them to realize that they could do what I'm doing, you know? Because everyone told me I couldn't, and I want to prove them that, yeah, you can. Why not? And I go and walk into new places, and a lot of these people say, what's Armenian? What's Armenia? You know? And I'm so happy that I could say that I'm Armenian, I'm representing them, and I could explain to them that this is my culture, yeah. you know? And being one of the only Armenian basketball players in Division I, you know, like, it's like a whole new, like, thing for them. There's not a lot of, there's barely any Armenians playing D1, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, they don't know. And just having that, like, ability to do it, it's such a great feeling.
Now, you kind of touched on this in your response. How do you at the same time ground yourself? You're getting all this popularity and this fame from kids are looking up to you, and you know everybody knows your name in Glendale. How do you kind of ground yourself and say, you know what, I have bigger goals I want to accomplish. It's not just this bubble fame in Glendale.
Like exactly what you said. I'm not aiming just for the Armenian like thing, you know. I think at this point, like, in my career, I want to be known on a stage, like a collegiate stage, NBA, you know. Like, I don't only want to be known as the Armenian national player. He made Division I, you know. I have bigger goals, bigger aspirations. Obviously, like I said, being who I am in the Armenian community is the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
But from a career standpoint, like, I also want people to start knowing who my name is that are not Armenian.
Yeah.
You know, I think on the basketball side, like, a lot of people do know my name, like around the basketball yeah. community, but like I want, and like, you know, like every kid dreams that everyone talks about you, yeah. you know, so like I want that too. Like I want everyone to know, every race, every culture, one day to say my name, like that I was one of the greats, you know.
I think in other words, you're saying you would love for you you're one day after college, your day job, I guess ninth job, is basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully make it to NBA.
Fantastic. That's really awesome to hear. So year one, what are some of your goals now in Pepperdine?
Year one, as a freshman, I really don't know what to expect. I could see the floor for 20 minutes. I could see the floor for 0 minutes, you know, and that's how it is. But, you know, it's a process. I'm here to get better, work hard, show the coaches that I could play at this level, you know. And at the end of the day, college basketball is changing. People are like way older now with these all new rules and stuff, transfer portal, you know. So I might be one of the youngest players in Division I,
wow.
You know? And so no matter what, if how much I see the floor, if I don't see the floor, you know, I'm here to get better. At the end of the day, I'm on full scholarship, and I'm blessed to say that. And that gives me the ability to work hard for years and years and years to come. If I play a lot this year, I'm grateful, I'm happy, and I'm going to work my butt off to do that. But if it doesn't go my way sometimes, then... But again, there's year. There's every day is a new day, you know. So what I'm expecting is just to work hard, and whatever coach gives me the opportunity, I'm gonna take it. And I'm just excited for what's to come, you know.
I mean, your work ethic is well documented. You're a very hard worker. I mean, just my first time meeting you, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was kind of surprised that you're not the tallest guy in the world, mm-hmm. and you're basketball Division I basketball mm-hmm. player. That shows to me you work mm-hmm. really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And you're very work hard at your craft. Is that kind of a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 6 foot without shoes, like 6'1", 6 foot and a half, 6'1" and a half with shoes. You know, I'm not the tallest, I'm not the biggest, but I mean, it's true. I mean, I got heart. I think that's what always got me through Pilibos. That's what always got me through games, tough games. At the end of the day, the whole goal is to put the ball in the hoop. So doesn't matter how tall you are. I think I've put in so many hours with my dad, with my people, assistant coaches, Coach Berge, Coach Emin, these people, like, they instilled in me, like, that you could do it. It doesn't matter how tall you are. I have teammates on Pepperdine that are, like, 6'1", yeah. You know? Like, it's, for my position, I'm okay with it. I mean, just playing smart, yeah. Playing good, like, it doesn't matter how tall exactly. You are. NBA players are, like, 5'8", 5'9", you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, just, I think, just for especially my height, you have to work double as hard, which is the truth, but... That's okay,
yeah.
Because I'm willing to do it, and I'm willing to sacrifice, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be great at the sport.
Talk about heart. So I think it's a very common trait from Armenian athletes. You look at even like MMA fighters who might not be the biggest people, but they fight with heart. And what is it about Armenian athletes in general? You think that they have that heart?
Yeah, I mean, every Armenian says it, right? Like, it runs through our veins, it runs through our blood. We're tough-nosed people. You know, we're not gonna let anyone tell us we're not good enough. We're not gonna let anyone tell us that we should quit. And that's what motivates us, you know? What we went through as a culture years and years and years, you know, that just, we see the past. Like, I know myself, like, I see that stuff and it reminds me. I went to Armenian school, you know? It was brought up, like, every day. So, it reminded me that, like, I'm doing something bigger than myself. You know, back home in Armenia, kids are going through a lot of stuff, yeah. You know? So... You look at that and you're like, look where I'm at. I'm in Malibu, California, and I'm living a dream that I dreamed of since I was a kid. And I want to do whatever it takes to show those kids in Armenia that, like, they could do what I'm doing. I think every single Armenian athlete aspires to do the same. You look at all the soccer players. You know, when we lose, when our national teams lose, we're not losing for ourselves. We're losing for everyone. Everyone gets sad.
Yeah.
You know, so that would motivate anyone. You know, you don't want to lose. You want to be great for those people that died for you, sacrificed for you. And that's what every Armenian athlete does.
Well said, Antar. You said it very eloquently, very beautifully. And thank you so much for taking the time today, ahead of your season, to talk to Armenian Sports News. And good luck in this first year.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.